Hello, namaste, blessings, my dears, and welcome to episode 70 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. This is Kelly, and today we have a level 2 class for your yoga enjoyment. There are a few inversions included in this practice where it helps if you've had a bit of experience with them. And if not, I do invite you to check out any of my previous classes that sort of break down the physical components of shoulder stand and handstand. I also have some videos on that. That being said, I do appreciate each and every one of you joining in this movement towards yogic bliss. And I thank you so much for being a part of this community. Thanks to all of you who have liked this podcast on Facebook and gotten in touch with your words and your donations. Thank you, Kat, so much for your donation this week. I really appreciate that. And even if you haven't ever gotten in touch, I can feel you out there, and thank you so much for being a part of this. It means a lot to me. So for today's class, you will need a strap, and if you like to practice shoulder stand, Sarvangasana, with a blanket, then you'll want to grab that too before we begin. Again, thanks so much for listening, and please do visit sunroseyoga.com for photos, videos, and all of that kind of goodness. And I wish you peace, bliss, endless love on your path until we meet again, and always, namaste. And let's begin our practice today on our backs. Find a luxurious shavasana, a place of rest as we begin, a place for you to empty your mind and your body of those things that are not serving you and are not serving others. So just let go. Let go in the backs of your hands as they rest against the earth. Let go in the back of the skull where it connects with the ground, with your mat, with the earth. And let go in the heels and the ankles, letting any tension you might be holding there just drizzle into the floor. And just be present as you observe the breath, not trying to change it, not trying to alter a thing about the space you're in right now, just being aware. And so today, I have a poem to share with you, written by Mary Oliver, one of my favorite poets. But this poem actually reminds me and inspired me to create a practice in honor of Ganesh. We've talked about Ganesh before. He's the elephant-headed deity in Hindu mythology, very important figure in yoga as well. And it is said that this Ganesh is the remover of obstacles. And I feel like Ganesh is sort of sitting on my shoulder as I read to you this poem, Blue Iris, by Mary Oliver. Now that I'm free to be myself, who am I? Can't fly, can't run, and see how slowly I walk? Well, I think I can read books. What's that you're doing? The green-headed fly shouts as it buzzes past. I close the book. Well, I can write down words like these, softly. What's that you're doing? Whispers the wind, pausing in a heap just outside the window. Give me a little time, I say back to its staring silver face. It doesn't happen all of a sudden, you know. Doesn't it? Says the wind, and breaks open, releasing distillation of blue iris. And my heart panics not to be, as I long to be, the empty, waiting, pure, speechless receptacle. So you may feel that too, relating back to Ganesh. What is if there are no longer any obstacles? And so with that, let's bring the soles of the feet to the floor, about hip width apart. And just begin to observe your breath here, still with your backs of your hands pressing into the floor. You may feel the breath expand your body even more through the belly, lower into the belly, lower into the backs of the lungs. And a natural movement may establish itself in accordance with the breath. The body itself may begin to dance with the breath. And perhaps you'll begin to notice an arch of the back as you breathe in. And a rounding of the back as you breathe out. You might feel the small of your back connect with the earth. And I'd say just go with it. Maybe don't try to exaggerate it or make it something it's not, but just be present and witness that which is already beginning. Feeling perhaps the spaces between the breaths. And now from here, with your next in-breath, just come back to a neutral spine. Come back to a very easy place to be and maybe rock the head from left to right. Just massaging the back of the skull on the earth ever so gently as you notice the sensation of your head meeting the earth as you rock back and forth. And from here, as you breathe in, again, arch the back. As you breathe out, round the back, press the small of the back into the earth. Now, as you breathe in, lift the hips and peel the back from the earth, coming to bridge Setu Bandha Sarvangasana. And as you breathe out, let your hips float a little bit higher. As you breathe in, let your heart lift a little bit higher so that it begins to make its way toward the chin. And as you breathe out, slowly begin to roll the spine down, connecting one vertebra at a time with the earth, until finally you're back down where you began. And again, we'll inhale, arching the back. Exhale, round the back. Inhale, lift the hips, the low, mid, upper back. As you exhale, lift the hips even higher. As you inhale, feel the heart expand. And now as you exhale, slowly roll down one vertebra at a time, articulating as many of the movements here as you can. Stretching out that exhalation. And this time we'll hold when we get up into Setu Bandha Sarvangasana or bridge. So we'll inhale, arch the back. Exhale, round the back, pressing the small of the back into the earth. And then as you inhale, lift the hips, the mid, the upper back, pressing the shoulders into the earth, pressing the feet into the earth. And now if it feels right for you, begin to draw the hands toward each other underneath your body, pressing into the floor, perhaps clasping the hands, rolling the shoulders under you, getting situated. Holding the legs steady, holding the knees steady, coming into your feet. Perhaps relaxing the bum, the glutes, as you come into the fronts of the legs, as you really come into the strength of the feet. Feel the heart expand. Feel the hips lift just a little bit more. And we'll unclasp the hands, and with your final exhalation in this posture, slowly roll the spine down one vertebra at a time. And once you've reached the earth yet again with the length of the spine, draw the knees into the chest and rock gently from left to right. And again, bring both soles of the feet to the floor about hips width. And reach for your strap, and we'll just loop that strap around the sole of the right foot. Maybe even around the ball of the right foot. And with your left foot still on the floor, extend your right foot toward the ceiling. And engage the leg by engaging the foot. You can either flex or find that point between a point and a flex, sort of the floint, the Barbie doll foot, where the toes are spread and the ball of the foot is pointing toward the ceiling. And just taking a few breaths here. And now from here, we'll begin to feel both hips equally pressing into the earth. Feel both shoulders equally pressing into the earth as the heart lifts and we swallow to release the jaw. And now keeping that, maintaining that structure, if it feels all right, begin to straighten your left leg. And now we'll find some points of contact between the left leg and the earth. Feel the left heel press into the earth. Feel the left calf muscle press into the earth. And we'll still feel that equal heaviness in the hips, equal heaviness in the shoulder blades. And we'll relax the jaw. Beautiful. Now, just gently, with one strap, one side of the strap in each hand, begin to draw the straps toward your face. So draw that leg toward the face ever so slightly, maintaining all of those points of contact in the left leg, maintaining that evenness, that softness in the hips, that evenness in the shoulders. As you relax the heads of the shoulders away from the ears, So some parts of the body, the lower body, is really working here, and at the same time we're keeping the upper body very relaxed, very, very loose, an easy place to be. Now we'll take one more beautiful breath in here. And over the course of several exhales and inhales and exhales, we'll begin to lower the right leg all the way down to earth. You may begin to notice a little quaking and shaking in either of the legs. And that is a beautiful thing. That's our nervous system releasing, letting go, creating the space to be that receptacle for all that is pure, all that is ours for the observing in this universe, once the obstacles have been removed. And once you're all the way back down to the floor, just let your complete body come into a juicy shavasana. Let go. Come to that place of zero effort. Zero muscle. Now begin to loop the strap around the left foot, bending the right knee, bringing the sole of the right foot to the floor, and slowly extending the left leg skyward, again igniting the left leg by flexing or flointing the left foot. And we'll create that connection, that contact with the earth again in the hips, in the shoulders. Swallowing and relaxing the back of the neck. And now with that same contact with the earth, begin to extend your right leg out onto the floor. You'll feel the lower body really working here as you press the right heel into earth. You press the right calf into earth. And you maintain that equanimity in the hips, in the shoulder blades, in the earlobes. And feel the back of the head connect with earth. And now again here, with half of the strap in each hand, begin to draw the hands just ever so slightly toward the face as you continue to press your left foot toward the ceiling. Maintain that connection between the right leg and earth, and between the hips and earth, the shoulder blades and earth. One more beautiful breath here, expanding completely to meet that breath. And over the course of your next exhale and several inhales and exhales, over the course of several exhales and inhales to come, begin to slowly release your left leg toward earth. And once you arrive, re-find that shavasana, that complete relaxation. Let your body go loose and limp. And And then from here, we'll just shift our weight over onto our left side and bring the right arm underneath your body so your palm is facing earth and your bum is resting on the back of your arm or the back of your hand or the back of your wrist. And then shift your weight to the right and bring the left arm underneath your body, palm facing down. Feeling the elbows connect with earth and pointing those toes. As you breathe in, feel as though you are being lifted by your heart. So we're opening the throat, opening the heart center, and the head may still connect with earth or it may hover just above the floor as you come into Matsyasana, fish pose. Perhaps swallow here to release even more tension in the neck. To release even more tension in the throat, even more tension from the brain. And we'll take one more beautiful breath here, expanding to meet that breath. And as you exhale, slowly lower down. And again, relax completely. Bring the arms out from under your body, turn the palms skyward, and let go. Now we'll turn the palms to face the earth and prepare for Sarvangasana, shoulder stand. So I like to take this nice and slow, drawing the knees toward the chest first. And as you breathe in, slowly press the palms into the earth as you roll the hips up over the shoulders. The feet may drop back behind you. And then slowly situate yourself so your hands come to the low back. And as you stack your hips right above your shoulders, begin to lift the legs toward the sky. Any position of the legs is quite all right, so long as the hips are stacked over the shoulders and you have that nice natural curve of your neck. So the neck itself, the back of the neck, isn't pressing into the floor, flattening it out. There's a little bit of space under there so that if I were to walk by and place a finger between the back of your neck and the floor, it would easily pass through there. And part of the way that we accomplish this is by lifting the heart to meet the chin. And the chin is just staring straight ahead. And we press those elbows into the earth. And if you find the back of your neck pressing into the floor, maybe experiment with a different leg position. As always, if you have been given the okay to practice this posture, but you have in the past experienced some neck troubles, I recommend using a folded blanket underneath your shoulders and letting the head drop off the back of that, connecting with earth. And that's actually a therapeutic way for anyone to practice this posture who is sort of concerned about being able to practice shoulder stand into the 70s and 80s and perhaps 90s, just long-term health of the cervical spine can be more immediately maintained by supporting yourself with a blanket there. And so while we're here, allow yourself to let go. If there's tension in your mind, experiment with letting it just drain off your temples and onto the floor with each exhalation. You might even name each source of tension with each breath in, allowing it to sort of come up to the surface of your forehead. And with the exhalation, just let that melt down the sides of the head, down the temples, and onto the floor. And as that tension melts from the head, you may feel a little bit more buoyancy in the feet, more buoyancy through the hips and through the belly, more buoyancy in the heart center. So we've been talking about what is once we've let go, once we've truly stepped into our true self, our higher self, when we've let go and blessed all of those obstacles that come between us and our bliss. And this is a perfect place for us to open to that, to open to the possibility. And without our minds telling us anything about what this experience needs to be, we allow ourselves simply to experience it, to meet it. And now from here, allow your feet to drop back behind the head. And either with the hands on the low back still, or releasing the hands to earth, palms facing down on the floor, just as they were when we began this pose, slowly begin to roll down one vertebra at a time. Seeing again if you can articulate each and every reconnection of the spine with earth. And once you've come all the way down to earth, we'll find our way back to Matsyasana, back to fish. So again, make your way to being on top of your arms with the palms facing earth. And as you breathe in, let the heart lift, let the collarbones spread, allowing the head to drop back and the throat to open. Just enjoying some juicy release through the throat, through the Vasuda chakra. And we'll exhale and release all the way down to earth, relaxing completely. From here, we draw the knees to the chest and bring the hands to the top of the knees. And as you breathe in, draw the knees toward your chest. As you breathe out, lift the nose between the knees. As you breathe in, release the head to earth. And as you breathe out, relax your grasp on your knees. Apanasana. And make some movements from side to side. We'll roll to your favorite side. And take your time to come to hands and knees by rolling. And you can face the back of your mat. That makes the most sense for your body. And again, hands and knees, hands under shoulders, knees under hips. Spread the fingertips wide. Inhale, lengthen your spine from seat to crown. And as you exhale, curl the toes, lift the hips. Coming to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Maybe tucking the tailbone ever so slightly, but still letting those sitting bones shine toward the sky. Dropping the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. Letting your gaze shift toward the heart center or between your feet. And now let's shift our gaze forward between the thumbs. And we'll just walk the feet maybe two steps closer so that your downward dog becomes a little uncomfortable. Let your heart drop down as your gaze stays between the thumbs. As you inhale, extend one leg skyward, whatever leg feels right. And as you exhale, let's do a little kick up to a handstand or a half handstand, whatever feels right here. A couple of hops, a couple of kicks. Let go of any tension in the shoulders, in the back of the neck, behind the ears. And see if you can find a little bit of buoyancy in the feet as you let go. This pose is fun. There's no need to worry. Any step of the way is a joyous one. And when you've had enough of your kick-ups, of your handstands, just come to a nice and easy forward fold, Uttanasana. Crown of the head is drawing toward earth as you release the neck. Hips are stacking over the ankles, shifting your weight perhaps a little bit more forward into the balls of the feet. Now as you breathe in, connect with the earth, maybe by spreading the toes. And then slowly begin to roll to standing, one vertebra at a time. Relaxing the shoulders. Bending the knees slightly so that you can really feel yourself inhabiting every square inch of this body. Now allow your weight to shift into the right foot, then lift the toes and spread them, connecting all four corners of your feet with the earth. Feel your inner ball, the inner heel, the outer heel, and a very light buoyancy through the arch. As you set the toes down, let your gaze fix on a low horizon out in front of you, not really looking at anything, but gazing nonetheless. We'll lift the left foot up off the floor and wrap that left leg around the right leg, hooking the top of the foot behind your right ankle, if that works. Arms come out to T, bend at the elbows, then draw the arms toward each other, and we'll rest your left elbow on top of your right elbow, your right elbow on top of your left elbow, and then wind the arms around. Now your heart lifts, find some freedom in the low to mid back, and then we sink down into your right leg. Really becoming a connoisseur of the potential that exists in that right leg. Maybe gazing up as the heart lifts, the collarbone spread, and the shoulder blades draw down the back here in Garudasana, eagle pose. Maybe spread the fingertips wide here. Take one more powerful breath in, noticing the path of that breath. And as you breathe out, unwind your body and come back to Tadasana, mountain pose. Notice the difference in sensations between side one and side two of the body, the right and the left side. And slowly begin to shift your weight into your left foot, maybe lifting the toes and spreading them, establishing that connection with earth. And as it feels right, as you have established your drishti, your gaze here, lift the left foot up off the floor and wrap that right, lift your right foot up off the floor and wrap the right leg around the left. Bringing the arms out to T, bending at the elbow, drawing the arms toward each other before resting your left elbow in the crook of the right arm. Winding the arms around, spread the fingertips wide, lift through the heart as you breathe in this moment. Any remaining tension just melts down the back, just flies from this space. Sinking low into the left leg. Connecting your body with that grounding magnetic energy of the earth, while your heart is able to soar. And we'll take one more beautiful breath here. Complete. Exhale, release with some flourish. And come back to Tadasana, mountain pose. Your weight equally distributed between the front and the back of the feet, the left and the right. Your tailbone tucked ever so slightly so that you've got some beautiful lift through the mid and upper back. And some softness through the shoulders. Softness in the face. Allow yourself to be Om here. And very slowly we'll bring our hands to our heart center. And we'll conclude our physical practice today by chanting the Ganesh Mantra, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, 3 times. Deep breath in and out and in. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om. Thank you for sharing your practice. I invite you to sit in meditation for 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever amount of time feels right for you. I wish you openness, receptiveness, pure, unabashed curiosity on your path until we meet again, and always, namaste.